I just saw a story in the news the other day about a couple that has been married longer than anyone in the world. They have been married for 85 years. Wow. Well, 1955 was the year that the Ministry of Evangel Home of Fresno opened its doors for the first time. Not quite as long as that married couple, but still well over a half century of blessing women and children in crisis. You've joined us for the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Here is your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Ken. We're talking when I turn on the microphone, and that's the way we do things here. Just spontaneous, off the cuff, and away we go. Jerry Brenneman is the director of Evangel Home, and we are sitting in her office, and Joy is with us today, and we're going to talk to Joy and find out about the 16 years she's been in service here. And so I'm going to ask you to give us an introduction, Jerry, and then we're going to probe that history, find out how she's been involved in ministry here.
Joy came in, I think it was Wednesday, to teach a class. Was it this Wednesday? And she went running down the hallway here in the crisis home. And I remember saying at that point, you know, there just aren't a whole lot of people around here that we would trust to come in the front door and run down the hallway because they were late to class. Joy is one of them. Joy can really do anything here, and we'll trust her because she is one of us. And she is truly God's servant. She's been serving him at this place for 16 years. And I think there's just is a wonderful wealth of history with Joy, the women that she's been able to teach, that she's mentored. And before we went on the air, she mentioned how she's been here since Mona was here. Mona was our first woman who came to the garden.
Yeah, and let's take just a moment and explore that, because the history, I think, is interesting. The garden, the house is there. Program was in place, but it's different from what God had in mind.
Well, the whole thing was quite amazing, because we were seeing more women come from prison. And they would come to the crisis home. They'd apply for Crossroads for the apartments. They'd get over there, and they would leave. Their thought was they had done enough programs, and they were on their way. So we talked to people, and we thought, well, we'll have a little place just for them, and we'll kind of hone everything for the woman from prison so she doesn't feel like she's still in prison. We got the house next door to the crisis home. That was a miracle, because people had been renting that house forever. That wasn't an option for us when we got this after-prison idea. And then I came to work one day. The people living there came out to tell me they were moving. And I thought, well, okay, so maybe we might have to do something with that house. But no worries, because we can't afford it. You know, we could not buy it. So I think they were asking about whatever they were asking, we couldn't afford. So then the next miracle of that home was in a staff meeting one day. I got called out of the staff meeting because there was a man here with, as the receptionist told me, he had something from an estate. And I came over from another building thinking, oh, great, we're going to get a lampshade and a pen, because that's kind of how our estates had been going. And then I started crying when he gave me the check, and I'm sure he thought it was because of the amount. Well, it was. Not that it was the hugest amount in the world. It was $500 more than we needed for the house.
Wow. So the plan for the house at that point, though, was to take women after transition time from prison back into society. And nobody came.
Nobody came. We had the house. We had the staff. We had the dog named Joby had wandered here, and we kept him. I hired a night house manager whose main job for months was to sleep with the dog. And I thought, this is not a very good use of money. And finally, a woman came here named Mona and said, could I come here instead of going to prison? Oh, wow, what a neat idea. We had never thought of that, Jim. And I think had we thought of it, we wouldn't have done it. Yeah. Because that is a harder population than those coming out of prison. When you're dealing with those going in, the attitudes are different, the issues are different, and they haven't paid their dues yet, maybe.
So that's Joy, that's really, when you arrived on the scene. It was just about that time. Do you remember Mona and all that program getting started?
Yes, I remember Mona well, and it was almost one-on-one. It was one staff member watching Mona by herself, and she was watched around the clock, clearly.
So what was your world at that point in time? Married, family, position in the community? What was going on with Joy?
I have two children. I am married, and my son had just left for college, and I happened to see a gal that I knew that was a board member here at Evangel Home Grocery Shopping. And we were discussing our lives, and I said, oh, I've got some free time now. My son's gone away to college, and I just have my daughter left and work part-time. And she said, why don't you go to Evangel Home and do some volunteer work there? And I thought, that sounds like that's a possibility. So I came here to Evangel Home and spoke with Jerry, and I ended up answering the phone in the door for 2 years. And Jerry, during that 2 years, would on occasion say, Joy, don't you want to do something else? Don't you want to do something else?
You're pretty good at answering the phone.
And so after a couple of years, an opportunity presented itself to teach the Timothy class to the women from the Garden and Crossroads program, which I then continued to do for 14 more years. I come once a week and teach that class.
And guess what?
She also is back to answering the phone.
Well, what are some of your favorite memories of 16 years here at Evangel Home? Some favorite people, some favorite events? What comes to mind as highlights?
Well, I think just to me, it's really a joy to see the transition that seems to occur in so many of the women. When they're first in class, they're distracted. They might be disgruntled. They're not necessarily engaged. Mm-hmm. And yet it just seems over time this change begins to take place, and then they want to be there. They want to learn. They want to grow. And it's really exciting, and it's also exciting to see the women that I believe have had training as children in the Word. Their parents or grandparents have taken them to church or Awana, and it reignites something that has been dormant for a long time. And they come to that realization that the Lord was there all the time, they moved away, and they want to come back. Mm-hmm. And it's just awesome to see that.
Now, have you had, and I'm sure you have, women who have completed the program, graduated, gone out into the world, come back to visit and say hi?
I haven't really seen many come back, to be honest with you.
They come back to the home to say hi, but they won't necessarily come back to see a specific teacher. It kind of depends on when they show up. Mm-hmm. But a lot of women that Joy has instructed have come back. Some of those are on staff. And I think it's really kind of fun, Joy, because one of the women that we interviewed earlier talked about she almost left here numerous times, Jessica, and she's only been here 3 months anyway. And one of the reasons was because of the intensity of the faith. She said, I knew it was faith-based, but... And I would imagine your Timothy class is pretty intense. How's Jessica doing in that?
Jessica looks like a different person already, so she's a perfect example of what I just described. And it's to see that smile on her face now, and she seems excited about the class. It's wonderful. Yes.
She's become a sponge. It's fun to see that being absorbed as the meth in her system is leaving and leaving her mind.
Yeah, and the Timothy class is what she mentioned as one of the highlights of her experience here so far. Mm-hmm. So you have an adherent. Well, God's using it to make changes in Jessica's life.
And Brandy.
Praises
Brandy.
To him. And to Brandy, yeah, the same way. So that's exciting. We've had the privilege over the years to be able to follow some of the women through the program, maybe when they first get started and halfway through, and then record their graduation or mm-hmm. an interview, and to see the changes and the maturity and the whole different focus of life is just extraordinary.
That's very true. That's very true. I'm going to say something maybe unexpected, but you know, not every woman is a success story.
Right.
And I've had people ask me, Joy, you know, what is your success rate at Evangel Home? How many continue on that path? And I have to say, I don't know. But what I do know is I have done 100% of what God's called me to do, and that's to teach and to train. So we are 100% successful at what we've been called to do. We're not responsible for the outcome. Lord's not holding me responsible for that, but just to serve.
Yeah, it's funny because as Joy shared that, I was thinking of a young woman that would fit that perfectly. When we are asked about our success rate, I don't hedge my answer, but I really don't know how to answer, because a woman in the crisis home could be here for 1 month, get an apartment, leave, and that would be success. A woman could be in the garden for 6 months, get angry at something, and leave. Mm-hmm. Does that mean she's a failure? No. We think anybody who comes here, they're succeeding somehow, and we're succeeding, as Joy said, in what God has called us to do. And I think one of the things I love and appreciate about Joy is she's got a soft voice and a steely spine. And she's not one who ran out of here at the first one or two disappointments. And she's had not only disappointments, but some real heartbreak. And I remember one of our women, Jennifer, who just, we all love Jennifer, and we all cry just thinking of her, because she was one of those major, major, major alcoholics that could not stop on her own. And as soon as she was here, she did well, she got out, and then it was Joy who brought her back for a while. But Joy and two or three other staff members were doing just what I tell people not to do. You do not go out on the weekend and look for people. But we've all been there, Jim. We have all disobeyed my rules, including myself, because there is just sometimes God gives us that nudge. And there were four people who were spending time on weekends going out and looking for Jennifer. And we never found her.
Including my dear husband.
Okay, so now we have five. Anyway, Jennifer was found dead on a road. And we had her little funeral service here. Mm-hmm. And I don't think any of us have ever forgotten Jennifer, not because, yeah, we didn't forget her because it's so tragic, but we also don't forget her because we saw what God was doing through all of us. And again, we did what we were called to do. Jennifer just could not quite overcome that. A lesser person of strength other than Joy, I think, would have said, ooh, I can't handle that. That's just too hard. That's the reality of many of the women who come here.
Yeah, I remember Jennifer very well. Yeah. The most memorable, in my experience, of the graduations that I've attended here. Her family was so right on and supportive, and Jennifer's speech was just extraordinary, exceptional, very memorable. And then to be here for the memorial service was it was heartbreaking, because so much potential there, and she just couldn't get past that issue. Well, Joy, we've got about 5-6 seconds, so I guess I don't really have time to go back to you. But thank you so much for sharing, for sticking around today and coming in and making time available for us. And Jerry, thank you. Thank you, our listening friends, for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And remember, you can find the Evangel Home of Fresno on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org. The phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Please join us again next time for Heartline, the radio voice, the RV, of the Evangel Home in Fresno, blessing women and children in crisis in the name of Jesus since 1955.